This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, October 3rd. Well, grain futures, wheat in particular, get a boost from trade deals in Tuesday's market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat's been steady. It actually has been trading on both sides of the market. We get a little bit of a run-up, then it kind of comes back. So it is a little bit of a mixed bag. So some of the traders are kind of looking a little bit nervous about it, but the market's still holding itself very strong and holding firm. Some of the outside factors are a little bit in play, and of course, geopolitical ideas that are coming in, things out of the White House. What's happening around the world, certainly for wheat, is an issue that will always come into play. But right now, the markets still look firm across the board. And I think that this is still an overlay and still follow through from the Mexico-Canada-U.S. trade pact that finally came to fruition this past weekend.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 9 3/4 at 5.20 1/4. December corn was up 1 3/4 at 3.67 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6 even to 6.17. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 11, ranging from 6.32 1/2 to 6.52 1/2. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 14 1/4, ranging from 6.76 1/2 to 6.86 1/2. Live cattle for October were up 30 cents at 113.82 1/2. October feeder cattle were up 42.5 cents at 152.82 1/2. And October Class 3 milk was up 5 cents at 15.95.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.